Make some bread.
Fresh out the oven.
By winning some dough. The KABC $500 high-low game rolls on. Listen for the cue to call at 6, 9, noon, and 3. If you're caller 7 and you give us the lucky number, we'll give you $500 cash. KABC.
Los Angeles.
Orange County.
A Cumulus station.
KABC News is live and local at 10 o'clock. I'm Jeff Whittle, and as you heard just a short time ago, that we have some trouble in Redondo Beach. A man with an AK-47 may be hiding inside an apartment complex in Redondo. That complex located at 108 Vista Del Mar, according to KABC's own traffic reporter, Rhonda Kramer. Now, there are no reports of injuries so far, so that's the good news. We'll keep you posted on that situation. Also, an LAPD bomb squad has been sent to the 19,800 block of South Vermont Avenue in the Harbor Gateway area on a report of a suspicious package. Firefighters also on the scene there, and people being kept away from the area as a precaution. Family and friends are gathering for this morning's funeral for 22-year-old Stephon Clark, the unarmed African-American man who was shot dead by Sacramento police on March 18th. The Clark family attorney, Benjamin Crump, says his relatives are concerned because the officer's body cam video has been released, but the audio had been switched off right after the shooting.
It seems like a very suspicious time to do that, and the family believes that that was when they started to try to conspire to try to cover this up and justify an unjustified shooting.
Three people were killed in a fiery two-vehicle crash on Pacific Coast Highway in Huntington Beach around 1 this morning. A 27-year-old woman who rear-ended the vehicle that had the three victims inside was arrested on suspicion of DUI, and a fourth person in that vehicle is hospitalized in unknown condition. A former L.A. councilman who pulled out of an assembly race in the San Fernando Valley a few weeks ago is still on next Tuesday's special election ballot and says he will serve if he wins.
Dennis Stein says he was in the race for a couple of weeks until an unspecified opportunity, as he called it, came up.
So I decided to withdraw from that, and rules in California, you stay on the ballot once you qualify. So I'm on the ballot, and I've been encouraged by a number of people that want to vote for me. So I said, well, if I'm elected, I will serve.
Whoever wins Tuesday's race or a June 5th runoff would serve the remaining months of the term of Matt DeBobne, who resigned from the assembly in December after being accused of sexual misconduct. Ken Jeffries, KABC News.
And CNN reporting that a judge has denied the motion by the lawyer for Stormy Daniels to depose President Trump and his personal attorney, Michael Cohen. And the news is brought to you by Heal.com, Talk Radio 790, KABC Sports. The Clippers eclipse the Suns, 111-99, so LA pulls within one game of the final playoff berth in the Western Conference standings. Lakers tame the Mavericks, 103-93. Lonzo Ball left the game in the fourth quarter with a knee contusion, not believed to be too serious, but Isaiah Thomas will have season-ending hip surgery. However, the Lakers still interested in re-signing the point guard in the offseason. LA Kings host the Coyotes tonight at 7 p.m. right here on KABC. Then the Kings visit the Ducks tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. on KABC. And today's baseball's opening day. Dodgers host the Giants 4 p.m. Clayton Kershaw starts for the Blue. Angels visit the A's at 1 p.m. Garrett Richards climbs the hill for the Halos. That's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. ABC. KABC News Time is 10:03 with dependable traffic when you need it the most. And we do have trouble South LA northbound on the 110 Harbor Freeway right at Gage Avenue. An accident blocking one of the middle lanes with solid brake lights back from the 105 interchange. Also in Bellflower, westbound on the 91 right around Bellflower Boulevard. We have an accident there blocking the fast lane with solid delays all the way back from Valley View Street because of that. Also, as you head into Laverne on the 210 westbound at Town Avenue, we have an accident clearing on the shoulder, but that's causing slowing as you approach Baseline Road because of that. And as you head into Burbank, southbound on the 5 at Hollywood Way, motorcycle down in the left lane, that's causing slowing from Tuxford Street. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic. KABC SoCal weather will have sunny skies today. Highs near 70 at the coast, upper 70s downtown, 80 in the valleys. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow. Still 70 at the beaches, mid-80s though expected in the valleys. And right now it's 57 at LAX, 57 in Santa Ana, 55 in Woodland Hills. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790 KABC News. Stop by Stater Brothers for their golden fried chicken. It's always fresh, never frozen. Get 8 pieces for just $4.99. That's 2 breasts, 2 thighs, 2 drumsticks, and 2 wings for just $4.99. And Coca-Cola 12 packs at just $2.77 when you buy 5 Stater Brothers, where you always get more for less. KABC News, sponsored by Stater Brothers.
Radio is the first mass medium. But how does it work?
It's as marvelous and as simple as this.
Peter Tilden.
At 10!
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10 begins right now. Brought to you, of course, by Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep. Well, not of course, it's been doing it for 800 years, but yes, Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. I've got tickets, still got tickets to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and the Symphony Orchestra that you can win next hour. I'll tell you when to call for that. We've got a lot of topics to discuss today, a lot of stuff in the news, but being Thursday, lots of Thursdays, Dr. David Kipper comes in to join us, and David's here today. David, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
I can't hear you at all. So, Steve, if you can hit his mic, that'd be great. There you go. Say it now.
That's even better. I'm great, Peter. Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Good to see you. And we'll talk about your absence for a minute, in a minute. But David was on a couple of the shows here yesterday, and he was also on... If you watched the Dodger game the other night, he was on, he was announced over the air at the Dodger game because you were sitting in section P, basically the poop section, the seats that were where the stuff started to come up they might as well have had you sitting in a toilet because it was right there. It was literally right there, correct?
You and I have been talking about fecal transplants for 5 years.
We were the first ones to talk about fecal transplants.
And so this was the ultimate fecal transplant.
Boy.
And there was no, there was no question as to what that was coming out of
there. And you know what they're doing? I saw now they are offering discount tickets to the April 23rd to 25th series against the Marlins. They're Stan Kasdan, who's the president, said the team's going to try and sort out whether to offer refunds or not. But right now they're offering discounted tickets for that.
We were walking out of the stadium after this event, and I'm looking around at these families, and you understand that these families save up, they spend a lot of money, the kids are eating,
the kids get
stuff from the souvenir. I mean, it costs these people a lot of money to go to these games, and in the middle of the fifth inning, they call this game, and I just feel so bad for these kids.
You're right, if that's your only game of the year or one of your few, and you get there, and you have to get there, pay for parking, do the thing, the food, and then you gotta leave, what a shame. So they'll let everybody know what's happening. You're going to the game today, are you concerned at all?
No.
Are you going to visit the coroner where you put stuff under your nose, you rub stuff underneath? You
know? I have boots. And I have, no, I'm
like a Gallagher concert. You're wearing a poncho.
I'm not concerned. I'm sure they will have figured it out.
Oh, well, I hope so. Well, Dr. Kipper's here. We're going to talk in a minute about why he wasn't here. And we've got a lot of news stories to talk about, medical stories, late breaking medical stories that you should know about. I also want to talk about privatizing the VA for a minute because the president wants his own doctor, to head the VA. He's the nominee. I don't know if he'll make it. Seems to be a great guy. He was the doctor, personal doctor for Bush and also for Obama and also for Trump. And they love him. And I know people who know him say he's great. But can he manage one of the worst, most disorganized, most brutally corrupt systems, the VA? The funny thing is, if you argue, you need a guy in there who has experience. The last three guys have experience. And how did that work out? I'm saying some of the experience should go in there. But it's a mess. It's a mess. So we'll talk about that in a second. But the phone number, 800-222-5222, if you have something you want to discuss with Dr. Kipper, if you're going through an illness, if you have a question about a medication, if you have an addiction issue, if you're about to have surgery and you want another opinion, 800-222-5222. You know how we do this. We've been doing it for a long, long time, helping people out. And David comes in most Thursdays. Doesn't cost you anything, doesn't go against your Medicare, your Medi-Cal, your insurance. You can just call. The call is free, and you can even be anonymous. 800-222-5222, but I urge you to call soon sooner rather than later, because the bulk of the calls then come in at the bottom of the hour, and we can't get to all of you. So even while we're talking, I know you want to listen, but I would call if you have a medical issue or a medical question or a medical problem. David, if you don't mind, maybe you can tell people why you took a mini vacation for a bit.
I had a problem with my prostate. It got as big as Cleveland, and it obstructed all of my plumbing. And it took me a while to get this sorted out and to get it operated on. And fortunately, I had no cancer, but I'm back in action. And I think it's very important for doctors to know what it's like to be a patient. And I've never actually had an actual illness. I've never had a surgery.
And it is pretty amazing. In all the years that I've known you, you very rarely get sick, which is stunning because you have so many sick people coming into your office every day.
But it's very humbling. And I think it's very important that a physician understands what his patients are going through. And one can think they're empathic in the way they approach their patients, but until something like this happens, you really don't understand what that experience is like. So in many ways, I'm grateful for what I can say that today. I wasn't saying that a couple weeks ago, but I'm just glad to be well, and you get a different perspective on
it. What was the biggest eye-opener for you? Because, you know, it's funny. I can say this too. You celebrated a birthday. And I got up and spoke. There were a bunch of people there, and I didn't know what I was going to say. And looking at you, I realized, I said that everybody in that room who goes to you, and is also a friend of yours, the friend thing is always there, but when people see you, they're their most vulnerable. And they're maybe at their most awful, and they're most obnoxious, and they're most frightened, and they're most insecure. Knowing what you know as a doctor who's been practicing for a long time, when you're sitting there with a specialist who's going to do your surgery, or you're taking information from a doctor, are you hearing it all, or do you need an advocate because you're freaked out too and you're processing it differently?
No, I think the biggest problem, at least for me, and I can't speak for all doctors, but as a physician, when you're taking care of a patient, you're in complete control of how you're going to direct their care and how you're going to help them emotionally and all those things. Being in the position I was in, I had no control. I go immediately to the worst case scenario for everything, from the blood test to the surgery to the four suppositories that the guy wanted to give me right before surgery. And I couldn't negotiate out of that. So it's
four?
That was my question. Four? You know, I can understand.
That sounds like five. Let me guess. That's $5,000. But why?
But
why four?
Believe me. I not only do I not know, I don't want to know.
Okay.
But that was the point. The point is that you are no longer in control of managing someone's health. It's your own health. You're also predicting all the terrible things that might happen. So it does become very unnerving. If you were to ask physicians in general who their doctor is, they won't have a doctor because doctors like to control their own care. If you have a stomach issue, you call your friend that's the gastroenterologist.
Right, right, right.
And that's how that works. So this, for me, was a very...
And the scariest moment during the whole thing?
The scariest moment was when I obstructed and I couldn't, you know, use my plumbing. And that was discomforting, painful. I knew what was coming. I knew a catheter was coming. I knew the emergency room was coming. I knew that I was going to be uncomfortable. And
by the way, we talked about, it's so funny, not funny, but we talked about all those ads for catheters that you see all the time. And I always go, wouldn't you just want the thinnest, smallest one? How do you pick a catheter, the right catheter?
I now see that commercial with different eyes.
That's what I figured.
Believe me.
That's what I figured. But just give me the thinnest, easiest one to do. Well, I'm glad you're through that, or almost all the way through it, and you're on the upside and healing. The other part of it is, to quote Joan Rivers, who was like a surrogate mom to me, you look great. How much weight did you lose? You lost about, what, 15 pounds?
About 15 pounds.
Yeah, you look really, really good. But as my wife would say, after my major surgery, I lost all the weight. I was down like 30 pounds, and I was ready to throw out my clothing. And get all new thinner clothing, and I'm about to do it. She said, "Yeah, I wouldn't yet," which was prescient because, of course, I gained all the weight back after that. So hopefully, you'll gain some of it back. But you look good, you look healthy, and I'm glad you're back. And I'm sure everybody else is healthy. You're back too. Let's go to the phones and take some calls, and then I want to talk about some other stuff that's in the news. And I do want to talk about the VA and privatizing the VA for a second too. But let's start with Bonnie in Palos Verdes. What's your question for Dr. Kipper? Bonnie, good morning.
Good morning, guys, and Dr. Kipper, welcome back. I'm glad you're on the mend. I have a question. My husband came home from the doctor with a prescription for statin, and his cholesterol was 204. He's 67. His father died at 52 of a massive heart attack, no indication. He's been on aspirin, baby aspirin, for years, and she suggested statins, and I was sitting there going, no, you're not going on statins. What is your advice?
Why, out of curiosity, Bonnie, why were you so forceful as far as not going on statins?
Well, I really just don't like pharmaceuticals.
So, really? I mean, any pharmaceuticals?
I'm not on any.
Wow.
Bonnie, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for your words. First of all, I would ask, given your husband's family history, which is significant, I would ask if his doctor has done anything with respect to imaging his heart arteries. Has he had a calcium scan? Has he had
any? No.
So the first thing your husband should do is invest in that, even if the doctor doesn't recommend it, because there are people that have very high cholesterol levels and don't need to be on medication because they don't have coronary disease. The fact that he's got this family history is concerning, and so it's very important that you understand whether he's actually producing that cholesterol into the arteries. If that scan is positive, this is, Peter and I have talked about this for years. It's an 8-minute test. You don't get naked. You don't get stuck with a needle, and you get the results right away. And it will tell us whether or not cholesterol is being deposited. If that's the case, then the statin drugs have been proven to help this and actually to slow the process down. And I would strongly recommend that, but only in the situation if he had coronary disease. So I think first things first.
Bonnie, would you, because of your anti-medication stance, would you, if the doctors discerned that it was necessary, could they continue?
All right.
So you're not one of those who said absolutely never.
No, his LDL is 79 and his HDL is 79 and his LDL is 111.
So those numbers are interesting because the HDL, which is the good cholesterol, and what the good cholesterol does is that it takes the bad cholesterol and it delivers it, frankly, to the poop chute, so you knock it out. But the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, which you said is over 100, that number now needs to be in the 50s. So what we've learned is that if you can keep that number in the 50s, and the statin drugs will do this, then the likelihood of you developing aggressive coronary disease is reduced dramatically and mortality is improved. So start with a scan. Find out what exactly he has. If you guys have any trouble figuring that out or there's pushback from the doctor, get back to us and we'll help direct you into where to do that.
And Bonnie, curiously, you said you're on no meds. Do you have anything wrong with you or no? You're just ignoring it.
No, I just listen to talk radio.
And thanks for the dynamic response on that. Well, I'm glad you're well. I'm glad you called us. And then call us back and let us know. It's curious to hear what the follow-up would be, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Good luck.
Absolutely. 800-222-5222 is the phone number. Let me see. Let's start with Tom real quick and see if we can get this in. Tom, you're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. What's your question?
Hi. I had knee replacement surgery about 2 months ago in my right knee. And, of course, not long after that, they start talking about the other knee. And at this time, I'm not interested in having any other surgeries, even though my right knee is doing fine. I'm just wondering if Dr. Kipper, if you have any feelings about stem cell therapy, if it's in a place right now where it's something that will work, or if it's something that needs to be looked at further before anybody really tries it.
So, Tom, yes, stem cells have been used in the knee, and we've had some success with that. A lot of this depends on your anatomy. Do you know, are you bone on bone in the knee on that side?
I was bone on bone. It kind of collapsed to the outside, that way.
And the other knee?
It made me look bow-legged.
The one that they now want to change or replace, are you bone on bone in that knee?
Yes, but not as much pain as that was in the knee that I had done.
So you might want to investigate stem cells. You know, there are a couple other things that are out there, a couple other options. There's Synvisc, which is an injectable that we put into the joint that might stimulate the growth of the lining over these bones. That doesn't always work, but it can, and it's something that is not invasive like surgery. With your knee replacement on the one you just had, was your recovery pretty simple?
My recovery was pretty quick. I mean, I've still in physical therapy, but bending my knee is very good. Straightening my knee is not quite as good yet. But bending my knee is almost where I could stop physical therapy if you look at what I've done thus far in the 2 months.
So the only other consideration, Tom, in this conversation would be to think about your hips, because if one knee is out and one knee is working, you're going to start to favor the good knee, and you might start creating some problems in the hip joint on the bad side. So I think you should address that bad knee in some way and maybe start with less invasive techniques. Stem cells are a good idea. But since you had a relatively good experience on the recent replacement, and these things are so much easier now, you might want to consider that if you're not getting any results from the non-invasive option.
And Tom, curiously, how did you destroy your knees? Were you a runner?
Just a lot of dancing when I was young, and I did taekwondo for several years, and I think I did that late in life, and I think that affected me.
Got it. We'll check that out. Call us back, too, because the important thing is that we don't mind giving the free advice, but we like to follow up so that listeners who are going through the same thing that you're going through can get a sense of it, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good luck with that. Take care.
Good luck.
I love when people tell me they have that and it's the running thing, because then I never feel guilty that I never ran. Do most runners, by the way, when you see people with knee problems, hip problems, is it usually from running?
Well, it can be. You know, I ran forever, Peter, and it wasn't until a year or two ago that I finally had to slow down because of my knee issue.
But and this is why. My knees are perfect, by the way. You know why? Years of sitting. Years and years of working on my knees and saying, we're going to be okay. All right, 800-222-5222, Gary, Bree, we'll get to you in just a second. I do want to talk. This is a weird one, because I've heard this. Lots of people have heard about this, and I want to see if this is bogus or not. Watch, Dino knows this, too, because he loves this kind of stuff. Heart disease risk may show in your earlobes, your eyes, and your fingers. I've had people with that. Oh, if you got the fold in your earlobe, it could be a thing. Something with your fingers. So is that true? Because everybody home now, everybody driving, is when we do it, is going to stop and check their earlobes right away. So are you looking in my earlobes? Do they look all right?
The crease in your earlobe has been associated with heart disease.
All right, sorry. We'll do this when we get back, and we'll give you the definitive on earlobes, eyes and fingers, how you can tell if your heart disease risk is high based on checking your earlobes, which is great because I don't have to drop my pants. All right, 800-222-5222, unless I want to, gets you in touch with Peter Tilden, Dr. Kipper here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
This is Lauren Savant.
And on the next Midday Live, we'll take your calls. And Lauren, this guy wielded an axe and then mowed down a bunch of people. This is a story we're going to hear more about.
What guy? Is he? You're a terrible news reporter.
I know. I don't understand either, but this is a story that's evolving. We'll get on that more on the next Midday Live with Dr. Drew and Lauren Savant on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Hey, KABC listeners, did you know that AAMCO is the preferred vendor for most extended warranty companies? If you think you have a transmission problem, if your car just doesn't feel right, or a service light is on, trust your vehicle to the same guys the warranty companies trust, your neighborhood AAMCO guys. Right now, the expert technicians at AAMCO will perform an initial transmission check at no cost. Car problems are like toothaches. They only get worse with time. Don't let a potentially small problem turn into a big one. Call the guys at AAMCO today, the preferred experts of most warranty companies. And if you don't have an extended warranty on your vehicle, AAMCO has easy payment plan options for almost any credit situation. Visit AAMCOSocal.com to find the center nearest you. That's AAMCO, AAMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Winter's back, and you know what that means. Rats, mice, and other rodents are visiting your house to get warm. Stanley Pest Control experts provide flexible and customized pest solutions to protect you and your home. Be free of critters like ants, spiders, and those indoor breeding bed bugs. Family owned and operated since 1945, providing fast, professional, and guaranteed customer service. Call Stanley Pest Control now at 1-800-GOT-BUGS for a free inspection, or visit stanleypest.com.
Don't monkey with bugs. Stanley Pest Control, call 1-800-GOT-BUGS.
Learn to help protect your retirement from the next stock market crash. Don't miss the free Money Matters Retirement Seminar in Manhattan Beach, Thursday, April 5th. Seating is limited. Reserve your seat at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302.
McIntyre here, looking for a reliable contractor to remodel your kitchen or bathroom, or someone you can depend on for any kind of construction? Call NewAgeHomeConstruction.com right now, 855-600-0013. That's 855-600-0013.
Get a powerful dose of inspiration every Saturday night at 8 p.m. on The Adam Harmon Show, L.A.'s new home for motivation and natural health. And now you can download the free KABC app from the App Store to listen in live from your phone. That's The Adam Harmon Show, Saturdays at 8 p.m.
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it most. Sponsored by Stater Brothers Supermarkets in Inglewood. On the northbound 405 at Manchester Boulevard, we have a new accident in the fast lane with delays from the 105 interchange. And we have the usual off and on slowing from about Main Street and Carson up towards Hawthorne Boulevard prior to the crash. And then things stay slow up towards the 10 in West L.A. On the southbound 405, that's still slow go Burbank Boulevard all the way down to Sunset before things open up. Downey area, northbound on the 710 at Imperial Highway, we have an accident on the right-hand shoulder with slowing from about Rosecrans Avenue because of that. Also, the northbound 5 delays from Beach Boulevard pretty much all the way up towards Lakewood Rosemead. You get a break, and then more slowing ahead from the 710 interchange all the way up to the 2. And on the southbound 5, we have an accident in Burbank, south 405 at Hollywood Way, left lane blocked by a downed motorcycle. We're seeing reduced speeds from about Tuxford Street towards Buena Vista Street or San Fernando Boulevard before things open up. Stop by Stater Brothers for their golden fried chicken, 8 pieces for $4.99. Two breasts, two thighs, two drumsticks, and two wings. Coca-Cola 12-packs at $2.77 when you buy five. Stater Brothers, where you always get more for less. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and
talk radio 790.
Shave every day and you'll always look clean.
I haven't heard that song enough. Peter Tilden. And continues with Dr. David Kipper. Gary, I know you're going to talk about your PSA. Bree, we're going to talk about your history of tumors and low counts. We'll get to you right after the news because I want to give you enough time, and we only have a couple moments before the news. But David, real quick, before we went away, there was an article that said heart disease risk may show in your earlobes, eyes, and fingers. How would that present? What is that? What am I looking for in my earlobes?
So in the earlobe, you see a crease at the bottom of the earlobe, and it goes across.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been studied, and it's probably not anything scientific, and no one's ever been really able to make that direct or
link
or perfect association. And then in the eyes, you see what are called xanthoma, which are these little concentrations, if you will, of triglycerides or fatty balls in the eyelids. You can also see things in the eye itself. There's something called arcus senilis, where they're around the dark part of the eye. There's like a little lighted area.
And how about fingers, for people who are looking at their fingers?
The finger length on your ring finger might indicate if that is longer than your middle finger. If your fourth finger is longer than your middle finger,
it could indicate.
It could.
So I should go to the doctor now because of the earlobe and this and my whatever, right?
None of these things are definitive, and if you walk into the doctor with that, you're going to waste whatever.
Decreased earlobes could be, okay?
It could be, yes. But I'm looking at you. You don't have that.
Okay, thanks. And that's all I cared about. All right. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Gary, Carl, Bree, everybody else will get to you right after the news here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
KABC News is live and local at 10:30. I'm Jeff Whittle, and there were reports of a gunman on the loose this morning in Redondo Beach, and that's where KABC traffic reporter Rhonda Kramer joins us live with the very latest. And Rhonda, here we have a development. Let us know about that.
Yes, we sure do, and it looks like it's going to end without incident. The suspect has been detained and possibly in custody, and they're going to walk me back to my building. I have to leave my car here. So the streets are still blocked, but apparently the suspect that did have a gun, they have everything under control here on Vista Del Mar and the Esplanade in South Redondo Beach. And once again, ending with that incident, and that is good news. Jeff?
Thank you, Rhonda. There were reports that the man had an AK-47. We'll have more details as we find those out, and we'll pass them along to you. An LAPD bomb squad's been sent to the 19,800 block of South Vermont Avenue in the Harbor Gateway area on a report of a suspicious package. Firefighters are also on the scene, and people are being kept away from that area as a precaution. A judge here in Los Angeles has denied a motion filed by Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, seeking to depose President Trump and Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, regarding Cohen's $130,000 payment to Daniels, reportedly to keep her from speaking publicly about her alleged affair with Donald Trump over a decade ago. And South Korean diplomats say North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's agreed to meet with South Korea's president next month to discuss denuclearization. Correspondent Ivan Watson reports from Seoul that the talks would be a departure from Pyongyang's longstanding position regarding its nuclear weapons.
Seen any mention of it whatsoever yet in the North Korean state media, and in the past North Korea has said this is a non-starter. It will never negotiate about its nuclear weapons because it sees them as an existential defense against its foes, the U.S. and South Korea.
And President Trump expected to meet with Kim Jong-un in May. This check of the news is brought to you by Santa Monica Lincoln. Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Clippers beat Phoenix 111-99 to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Lakers defeated Dallas 103-93. Brandon Ingram, 13 points, 7 boards, and his return from a strained groin muscle. L.A. Kings host Arizona tonight at 7 p.m. right here on KABC. Ducks host the Kings tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. on KABC. Dodgers host San Francisco 4 o'clock this afternoon in their regular season opener at Chavez Ravine. The Angels visit Oakland at 1 p.m. to kick off their regular season. That's sports on the home of the L.A. Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more Tilden at 10 next. KABC News Time, 10:34. 90K ABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most. Trouble in Englewood on the northbound 405 at Manchester Boulevard. Accident there still blocking the left lane, the fast lane. That's adding to a slowing from the 105 interchange up towards the 10 in West LA. And even prior to that, delays building from about the 110 interchange or even Main Street in Carson up towards Englewood Avenue in Lawndale. Northbound on the 110 Harbor Freeway. That crash has been cleared at Gage Avenue, but it's slow go from the 105 interchange all the way up to 3rd Street downtown. Downey, North 710 at Imperial Highway. Wreck clearing from the right-hand shoulder there with brake lights back from Rosecrans Avenue. And finally, in the Laverne area on the 210 westbound at Town Avenue, a crash on the right-hand shoulder that's being cleared there with slowing approaching Baseline Road. And I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC, dependable traffic. Here's your 790 KABC market check, and stocks up nicely here on Wall Street. The Dow up about 269 points, NASDAQ positive by 100 points today, and the S&P 500 currently up 32 points. So all three indices up over 1% on the day. KABC SoCal weather, sunny and mild today with highs near 70 at the beaches, upper 70s downtown to 80 expected in the valleys. And right now it's 64 in Van Nuys, 57 in Huntington Beach, and 64 in Downey. KABC weather sponsored by Scientology Network. The only thing more interesting than what you've heard is what you haven't. Curious? Watch Scientology Network on DirecTV channel 320 or go to Scientology.tv. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790 KABC News. Three prizes on one ticket? That's right. It's time to triple the feeling with triple jackpot scratchers from the California Lottery. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase, play, or claim. KABC News, sponsored by triple jackpot scratchers from the California Lottery.
Call now. Call me if you're interested.
What's your phone number?
800-ABC-KABC.
Ask for the phone number, not the phone letters.
That's 800-222-5222.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 790-KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues. That's Frankie Valli. I got a special evening with Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons with an orchestra, the Pacific Symphony Orchestra. I'll give you a chance to win those tickets in a little bit. But right now, Dr. Kipper's back, feeling better, recovering from his surgery, ready to take your calls. And let's start with Bree in Studio City. You're on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Bree, what do you want to ask?
Hi, thanks for taking my call, by the way.
Sure.
I have a weird scenario. I had, unfortunately, a rare ear tumor, so I had brain surgery twice. And the second time after the surgery, I had blood work that I continually did, like, every 6 months. And I'm a health nut. Like, I run 12 miles a day, and I eat really lean and clean and all that. But the thing is, I have this really low white blood cell count, and I've been working with a hematologist for about a year and not been able to discern, like, what's going on. And, like, I have these bump things that are on my neck that came up about, I don't know, a month ago, and I don't know what's going on, but I just wonder, like, where do you think I should go next if I can't find the answers to
why you had such
a dangerous...
If I got this right, so you had a couple of tumors on your brain tumor, is that what you said?
It was an ear tumor.
It
grew into the brain stem, yeah.
Okay, and you had them removed, and there's been no problems with that since?
No, it was removed entirely a couple of years ago.
All right, and I'm curious, before Dr. Kipper answers, because you're going to, I guess, neurologist, you've got a family doctor, I'm guessing, or you're seeing someone, with its low count, what are they telling you is the issue? When you ask them, what are they saying?
They don't know. You just keep testing, and, well, maybe something will come up in the next couple of months, you know, when we test again, because it's a test that I was doing, like, monthly for the first 6 months, and then every, like, 3 months after.
All right, David, so what do you think is the issue here?
Bree, first of all, have you ever had a normal white blood cell count?
Yes. That's the thing, yeah. After the last surgery, I had a nerve graft to try to fix some of the damage from the tumor. And that's when the white blood cell count, like, it went down significantly.
So
it's, like, below a 2.
I see. So that's pretty low. And
yeah, it's really dangerously low. And I have, like I said, I'm a health nut. And so I didn't get any, thankfully, any, like, flus or anything, but I have really bad, you know, my worry and concern is that I don't have any resistance to any diseases. If I were to get anything like a flu, it could, you know, turn into something a lot worse for somebody like me than you, because you have a normal functioning system.
Bree, after the tumors that you had and that treatment, did you have any chemotherapy?
No, it doesn't really respond to anything but radiation or surgery, and I chose surgery. So.
I see. And
I never had radiation. But
did these changes in the white cell count happen after the surgery?
They did.
So I'm just wondering whether there was something that you had either in some form of medication that might have affected this.
Right.
Have you had a bone marrow exam?
I don't take any medications, though, like nothing.
Have you had a bone marrow exam?
I had a marrow extraction a couple months ago, and that wasn't helpful in determining what's wrong, apparently. So
I see. And
that's why I'm like, I don't know if I should look into immunology. Like, is it something maybe allergy related? I've always had ENT issues, which is probably why I had an ear tumor. I just think it, in my opinion, it was like something that was unresolved from a time when I was younger. It's just a personal guess. I have a chemistry degree, so I can't prove that. But you know, since there is no known way to figure out why I got this tumor, they don't know.
A couple things, and your red blood cell count is normal, and are your platelet counts normal?
The platelet isn't, but it's not dangerously abnormal. It's a little bit abnormal, but it's that, I forget what the thing is because it's not in front of me, but the band that they test for.
Hey, Bree, you know what? I don't want to preempt you, and I don't want to hang up on you either, because we want to see what we can do. Stay on the line. Make sure we get your phone number. And we'll talk to you off the air because it's a little bit more complex. And we don't want to leave you hanging and just say, well, good luck. See you later with your count.
Well, I don't mind if you do.
No. It's but it's worrying you. Apparently, it's adding to the stress.
I will call you back.
Yeah,
I promise.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it sounds like an ongoing issue. And especially because you're taking care of yourself. You're being compliant. Yeah, you're doing everything you can. Yeah. And you're also, you got, like you said, a chemistry degree. So you're trying to look into yourself, and I'm sure it's adding more stress and more tumult in your life. So stay in the line. We'll make sure we get your number. We'll check with you. Yeah. And then we'll follow up and let everybody know what happened. So you know what? Carl, Gary, stay in the line. We're going to take a brief break. When we come back, we'll talk to Gary about his PSA and Carl about his sinus issue. I was going to ask you about sinusitis too, David. And I also want to ask you about turmeric. We've got a lot of issues with people asking what's the deal with turmeric. So they actually said that. What's the deal with turmeric? So we'll do that when we come back. 800-222-5222. Peter Tuttle, the 10 continues after this.
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it most, and it's sponsored by Smart and Final. And we have a new trouble spot in the Boyle Heights area for the northbound 5. Actually, it's on the eastbound 10 Santa Monica Freeway right at the 5. So that's the East LA Interchange. A new accident blocking a couple of the middle lanes. We're seeing a little bit of slowing on that eastbound 10 just as you approach the East LA Interchange. And also, we do have a trouble spot for the 710 southbound right at the 10 San Bernardino Freeway Interchange, the Alhambra area, the fast lane block because of this one. And in Downey, on the north side of the 710 at Imperial Highway, crash clearing from the right-hand shoulder, but it's still slow from about Rosecrans Avenue. On the 210 westbound at Town Avenue, accident moved out of lanes over to the right-hand shoulder with slowing as you approach Baseline Road because of that. Finally, that crash in Inglewood has cleared. North 405 at Manchester, all lanes are open, but it's still slow most of the way from the 110 interchange up to the 10 in West LA. And now get it all delivered to your home or business. Sit back, relax, and save. Let us do your shopping and deliver your groceries to your doorstep. Visit smartandfinal.com, and your first delivery's free. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tillman 10 continues. 800-222-5222. Dr. David Kipper's here. Happy to have him back after his surgery. And you look good, David. It's so funny. I had breakfast with you Saturday, and you hadn't turned the corner. You look good, but you hadn't turned the corner yet. You look like a totally different person.
No, I feel better
from Saturday. I mean, it's amazing the recuperative powers, you know what I mean, and the healing powers, how long it takes for your body to regenerate and recuperate. It's the lighting, is that what it is? Gary, you're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Good morning. What's your question for Dr. Kipper?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Gary, what's your question?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have cancer, the prostate, and my PSA started out astronomical at 800.
Wow.
Now it's down to single digits, so it's different. That's going in the right direction. It's down to 6.2, which is, they think, so.
And, Gary, what did you have done?
I'm taking the chemo with the pills with the steroid, but it metastasized to the bone.
Right.
And my sir jumped up a little bit, my CT scans and the bone scans.
How long have you been dealing with this? How long has this been going on?
Almost a little over a year, the treatment.
Got it. And how are you dealing with the chemo? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I felt better when it was higher, the PSA level. I don't know. He doesn't know what's going on. He said sometimes the bones start to heal, and I don't, you know, I'm just...
So, David, what would you say to Gary at this point?
First of all, Gary, I'm so sorry you're dealing with this. And the concern that you have now is what specifically?
The metastasizing of the bone, it jumped up a little bit on the CT scans and the bone scans, and I'm getting a lot of pain in my back, and I went through radiology or whatever.
So they radiated these areas. Did that help at all?
No, not really. And I know it takes 3 to 4 weeks, you know, for it to end and all of that. I still have back pain and a little hip pain, but is that true that sometimes the bones, you know, they give off a false read because of the healing process, which I'm not sure.
When there's a metastasis or a spread to the bone, the radiation generally is very helpful. And you're on some other steroids. Are you also on hormones? Are you on the female hormones at this point?
No. I'm on the chemo pills, and I take a steroid. I don't know. And I get Lupron shots once every 3 months.
I see. Well, you are getting maximum therapy. And the radiation therapy was how long ago?
Just a month ago.
So, yes,
I
would give this a little bit more time, because the first thing that happens with radiation, Gary, is that there's an inflammation that's created because of the radiation. And then once that inflammatory change starts to calm down, then you might get the pain relief. Are you taking anything for the pain?
Just normal. They gave me opioid, but a milligram, I don't know, 50 milligrams. But I stopped that because over-the-counter seemed to help more.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Gary, do you have help, or are you doing this by yourself? Is there somebody with you? Is there somebody advocating for you, helping you with it?
Oh, no, I can drive, and it's just weird because it jumps. Because 800 is astronomical.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Gary, we're going to take your number two, and we will stay in touch with you.
Gary, I just want to throw one thing at you. There's just been a recent study where, because of all this opioid concern, where they looked at opioid therapy versus high-dose ibuprofen for people that have cancer pain from exactly this, and the studies were exactly the same as far as the results. So you might want to consider some higher-dose ibuprofen. And give that a little bit of time. Also, you won't get the secondary effects that you get from the opioids. You won't get the constipation.
And he doesn't like it anyway. Gary, we're going to take a break, but good luck, man. Our thoughts are with you, and we will follow up. I promise we'll follow up and make sure Dino has your number too. Okay, Gary?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, man. You take it easy. Good luck. Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'll try and get to Carl with your sinus pressure next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. David, we got about 2 minutes here, and let's see if we can squeeze in Carl. Carl, what's your issue? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for coming back.
Sure.
My head is in a vice. It is tightening and tightening and tightening. The sinus pressure is just...
How long have you had it?
I've had it for a number of months now.
And what are you taking for it?
You know, all the over-the-counter, decongestants and... I went to the ENT last week. I'm going to see him again this coming week, and he got me on a nose rinse and a
little. So, David, what do you think,
Carl? I'm sorry you've been suffering with this. Here's a couple quick things before we get off the air. Get a sinus CAT scan to see if you have polyps or something else. Stop the decongestants. Stop the over the counters. They actually cement in the mucus and make this impossible to fix. And then you should consider an antibiotic like Zithromax that concentrates in the sinuses, and a short course of a prednisone product to open up these mucus areas so that the antibiotic can penetrate. So quickly, sinus CT, an antibiotic like Zithromax, a Medrol or prednisone product, and stop the decongestion.
And then calls and let you know how it went. And Carl, I'm so glad we got to you, and I'm sorry it was rushed, but I did want to get you in. You take it easy. Let us know how it worked out. Dr. Kipper, thanks so much. Good to see you, David. I'll see you for breakfast Saturday. Everybody else, I'll see you in just a couple of minutes. I want to talk about the huge ratings for Roseanne and why, and that the president wants to appoint his physician as the head of the VA. Is that a good choice or a bad choice? And lots of other issues, plus tickets to go see Frankie Valli and the Symphony Orchestra. 800-222-5222. Peter Tilden at 10 continues after the news. I'll talk to you in a moment.